This is TWiT.
Yesterday, we told you that HBO announced plans to sell web video subscriptions, which would be unbundled from cable packages for the first time next year. Now, CBS is joining in some form anyway, with its own plan to let users watch almost any show that it airs live or on demand on a variety of devices for $6 per month on something called CBS All Access, which starts today. Now, the big difference between something like CBS's offering and HBO is that CBS programming is already available for free, at least live, to anybody with a broadcast antenna. But so are many of the shows on Hulu, which, of course, is the service powered by CBS competitors Fox, NBC, and ABC. And it sheds a little bit more light on why CBS might have sued Aereo, since CBS All Access will let viewers stream shows live to phones and tablets and computers just like Aereo wanted to. A few drawbacks, though. The service won't show the NFL games that it broadcasts on Sunday afternoons and Thursday nights live because it doesn't have those streaming rights. And for now, CBS will only live stream shows in the 14 cities where CBS actually owns the local CBS station. That includes New York City, Los Angeles, and Chicago. Will you pay $6 a month? Let us know. Google announced its third quarter earnings today after the stock market closed. And although the company's revenue increased 20% from this period last year, the cost per click, which is the average price that Google gets paid every time you click on an ad, was down 2% compared with the quarter a year ago and has been flat since the second quarter of this year. Mobile devices like phones and tablets probably play some part in this. Smaller screens are harder places to display ads and get people to click on them. Although Google doesn't separate mobile ad revenue out from desktop ad revenue. The company has expanded beyond its core search business, obviously, but many investors agree that nothing has quite been as profitable as that original search model, which is now changing. Net income in the last quarter was $2.81 billion. That was down from $2.97 billion. Google stock was down as much as 5% in after-hours trading, although went back up to about 2% down. Google isn't in trouble here. Its cash on hand sits at about $62.16 billion. The company is profitable. Lots of money. The company also now employs 55,030 people full-time, which is also up from Q2. It was 52,069. Today, The Guardian published an expose of sorts on the startup behind the app Whisper, which allows people to anonymously post secrets and has millions of users. This is kind of an interesting story. The Guardian alleges that the company tracks location data for some of its users, knows where they are, even if they've turned off a geolocation feature, stores data indefinitely, and even shares some data with the Department of Defense. Now, Whisper denies following or tracking users, says monitoring people without their consent is a breach of its own terms of service, and that The Guardian has published a lot of false statements. Now, The Guardian claims that on Monday, so that's 4 days ago, and 4 days after learning that The Guardian was about to publish this story, The Guardian alleges that Whisper rewrote its terms of service. They now explicitly permit the company to establish the broad location of people who have disabled the geolocation feature and also warn users that turning off that app's geolocation feature may, quote, allow others over time to make a determination as to your identity. Interesting story, which we will definitely be keeping tabs on as it unfolds. Microsoft has started rolling out the Xbox One October update, which includes a new Snap Center. It gives you quicker access to friends and messages and game DVR and the clock and even a battery indicator. New Snap apps are easier to open during gameplay. The Friends Snap app, Achievements app, and Messages Snap app have all been improved. On the media player side, DLNA and MKV, if you haven't heard of it, it's a high-def video standard, are now supported in the media player app. For markets where one guide is available, a new mini guide on the bottom of the screen will show you details about what's currently playing on the TV. Microsoft also announced that later this month, if you haven't set up your security information already, the Xbox One will ask you to provide an alternate email address or mobile phone number to use if you ever need your password reset. Security is kind of a big thing these days.